Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
People need advice. Got some leftovers to deal with today.
Okay.
Quite a variety, in fact. Let's start with this one. Hey, gang. Dan writes.
Hi, Dan.
I am in a tough situation with my brother, and I need to know what to do.
Cut his brake lines.
Mm-hmm. Seems like the answer.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Our mom got really sick a few years ago, and I came back from school to take care of her. In the time I've been back with her, I've done a lot of work on her house. I redid the shared bathroom, the entire kitchen. All the landscaping finally looks good again. I've been also busy paying the bills that my mom's retirement checks don't cover. My brother hasn't done anything. He comes home for the big holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's it. Doesn't reach out to ask if we need any help. He never calls my mom to check in on her, and he's never offered anything financially to help out. Now with my mom's health steadily on the decline, all my brother wants to talk about is what to do with the house when mom is gone. Oh, God. Mm. Inheritance makes people monsters.
It does. Yep.
Tell your mom to get her affairs in order and outline it 1,000%.
I'll need time to figure out where I'm going next or if I want to stay in the house, but I don't want to think about it right now because mom's still alive and I don't really want to talk it through with my brother who has never helped in any way. The last text he sent said, quote, "Mom probably won't be gone by Thanksgiving, but you should have some sort of move-out plan by the new year because she isn't going to make it that long. The sooner we can get that dump on the market, the faster it'll be off our hands."
Jeez.
He's worried about selling the house when mom dies, and mom's still very much alive. Could we talk about who's bringing the green bean casserole for Thanksgiving instead? What do I do? I think Hot Wings is right.
Yeah, it's a tough conversation, but make sure your mom goes in or you have somebody come to the house. I don't know how, hopefully she's of sound mind at least, and get her financial or legal affairs in order.
Yeah, make sure she's got the will laid out, like you said, too. Like,
ironclad.
Yeah,
and even then, half the time, it's a mess. I mean, we went through this with my dad and his siblings and stuff, and it was like basically set in stone, and it was still a nightmare.
Yeah, because there's always that one person who's going to say, oh, you want to live in the house? All right, well, you got to buy me out, and they want you to buy them out at the current market value.
If they were buying it,
right,
they want that family discount.
There's always that person. And then to be the one, too, that, like the letter said, you left school and you moved back in with your mom, and you're the one that's making, like, the life sacrifices, mm-hmm. which you want to do, I'm assuming. There were no complaints about that. But you have the one sibling who also never helps. Because there's that, too. Usually the one who has the strongest mm-hmm. opinion on what to do with this person's
yep.
house and money is the one person who didn't really take care.
That's almost always
of them.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they don't really get it. They have no idea.
Right.
And Kelly's right. That's almost always the case. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you don't. But get those affairs in order. It's a tough conversation. But, I mean, if it's imminent anyway, it sucks, but get it taken care of.
Or, you need power of attorney.
Or be prepared to just go, all right, this is how it is. I'm going to have to dust my hands off and just basically bend over and let them take it or whatever.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be then in for a big legal fight. You're not going to
want to. Because if it's not in black and white, it's going to be a battle every step of the way.
Pain in the ass. Otherwise, yeah, just.
And like you said, even if it isn't black and white. Hmm. All right, this one is completely different. We've been happily married. It's a woman who's 42. Husband's 44. We have been married for 15 years. Normal life, kids, home, jobs, etc. From the outside and the inside, we look and are happy. Great.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. End of letter. No.
Yeah. No.
About 5 years ago, my husband began asking me about past lovers and what they did to me and I did to them.
I'm assuming sexually?
Yep.
Okay.
It turned him on, so I went with it.
Okay. I mean, some people, yeah.
I answered his questions and even used my past experiences in dirty talk while we had sex.
Okay.
It worked for him, and it didn't really bother me.
Okay.
Didn't want it to go the other way around. I go on business trips often, and lately he's been telling me he wants me to cheat on him on these trips.
Oh, he dreams of the cuck lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
He even asked me to talk about how it would happen while we have sex. He's been putting a lot of pressure on me to actually cheat instead of just play the mental game. It's exhilarating. It's made my mind start to wander about doing something I never would have done. Like he's speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
Manifest destiny.
Yeah. It's exhilarating to think about having sex with someone else, especially in a more anonymous situation. But I'm scared it'll ruin my marriage. I'm not sure how he would really react or how I would react. I have a trip next week. What do you guys think?
I think same advice as we did with the mom that's about to pass. You need to get this laid out in detail. You need to say, okay, hey, look, once we're done doing what we're doing, we really need to like set aside the sex part of this and talk about boundaries. Because if this is really something you want to do and open this up to fulfill your fantasy, tell me what you think works. I'll tell you what I think works. And then we got to cover the gray areas, because if we're doing this, we can't undo it.
But make sure you really want to have an affair.
Right.
Because you...
What if you feel bad the rest of your life for doing that?
Yeah, genie's out, and make sure that it's not a two-way street if you don't want it to be one.
Yeah, because that might be
you might have an issue with him having sex with a lady.
Oh, yeah.
And
I didn't even think about that.
I normally hate slippery slope arguments, but what if next time he wants to be there?
And he probably will.
Yeah.
It seems like it's trending in that direction, Steve.
And maybe semantics, but would it be considered an affair? Because
no.
Yeah, because an affair, you think it's something that's done.
Then it's like open
in secret.
Marriage.
Yeah, exactly. But, so it wouldn't be, I don't think she should feel guilty about having an affair.
No, I don't think she should, but it might. That might be the real world feeling.
Right, yeah.
You know, like all of a sudden, oh, I guess our marriage isn't as. Some people do this and navigate it with no problem. I'm not saying it's.
Yeah, it really
works
for
me,
some people.
It would be like, well, I guess this isn't as good as I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
It would not even considerable.
Yeah. I'm not upset that I've never been in an unusual sex situation before.
This text: I am a 29-year-old female virgin. Well, they don't start them like that every day, do they? I mean, thank you for writing. I grew up in a militantly sheltered sex negative household where everything was shameful, and I was scared and intimidated into not having sex well into adulthood because of my religious upbringing.
Oh, boy, somebody's really going to get gushed on soon.
Yeah.
I'm deciding to take my power back and live my life in spite of all of that, and I want to overcome my circumstances and enjoy the sex life I hear about from other people before it's too late.
You should, yeah.
But now
it's only not too late. You're only 29.
But my inexperience is now my biggest insecurity, and I've been dating someone, and things get a little frisky from time to time. He's a few years younger than me and seems to know what he's doing. I don't have any idea. I don't know anything. I've never done one thing. I haven't touched anyone. HJ'd, BJ'd, dry, pants on pants, whatever.
Okay.
He said it in a more specific way.
Pants on pants. What do you want to do tonight? Pants on pants.
Pants on pants.
Pants on pants.
Lay down and dance. I don't want to disappoint him when things get to that point. I don't know what to do. I have no experience, and I don't know how to do things, and I don't want to just, this is my words, shake it like I'm trying to get a ketchup bottle unjammed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
At the end of it.
Yeah, watch a little.
Watch some pornos. I mean, that's a good starter.
Probably not just any of them.
No, but no. I mean,
you don't want to tell him to pull, give yourself two fish hooks while he
plows
you from behind.
Don't watch something like on effingmachines.com.
No, search.
You know, but yeah. Like just, you know, or watch some softcore.
Go on,
you know,
Pornhub, like, and just search boring porn.
Don't pull your cheeks apart so far you could show a movie in there.
Yeah. You don't want to go crazy. But I mean, you get a few, you know, visual tips like, oh, okay. And seems to work for that. Let's try that. And then it's just experimentation. The only way you get experience is by doing stuff.
Yeah.
This sounds like something for the Loverman to discuss on Friday.
Yeah, probably a little bit more at length.
Well, do you want to call in?
I won't be there, but just like really quickly, it's okay to ask questions when you're do what Hot Wings is saying. Definitely go and watch a little something to teach yourself. But then ask questions too. Say like, hey, I don't have much experience if you want to say that, or just say, tell me what you like. And show me how to do that.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it,
yeah.
too, as Kelly said.
And then they're like, okay.
Because everybody's a little different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people might like to be, you know, tugged like they're trying to start a lawnmower. I'm not one of those, but some guys probably like that. But other guys be like, barely touch me and it'll be over.
Yeah. Everyone else on the show could go bleep their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
everybody is. I mean, everybody's different.
In the world.
We all like to do it the way we like to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.